one of the major challenges is recognizing that we added 30 years to longevity in the 20th century, and that they have a lot longer to live than they anticipated when they were growing up. So the question is, some people call this the greatest gift of the 20th century, and the question is, how are they going to use this great gift? And one of the ways they can do so, and beneficial for many, is to continue working or doing something that enables them to remain productively engaged and to continue adding value.
What's the average retirement age that we're seeing nowadays in
the
U.S.?
Well, early 60s.
And so, gentlemen like yourself, how long have you been retired, if I might even say that you're actually retired?
I have never retired.
So is that the key, is to completely reconsider our notion of work, ending work and retirement?
Yes. Yes, and we need to think in flexible terms because we have a lot longer to live. And the question is how to remain productively engaged and continue to add value, because that enables you to live longer and enjoy life more.
Well, you did say that people are living longer, and what do we do with those extra years? That obviously comes with challenges, whether it's economic and people outliving their resources, and also health-wise, because people might be living longer, but they're not necessarily living healthier.
Well, the reality is that a lot of people are living healthier. In fact, generally, people are living not only longer, but healthier lives because, take this area, for example. People work out regularly and they are more concerned about what they eat and getting enough sleep and generally doing the things that are required to enable you to live better and longer.
So you say that you're on a mission to reverse ageism in America.
Yes.
What do you see as ageism? What are the major issues?
Well, first of all, ageism is negative views about older people. And what are the major issues with regard to ageism? One major issue, of course, is that people didn't live as long, and therefore, when you reached 50, perhaps you were considered to be out of the game, over the hill, and on the shelf. But the reality is that people are living significantly longer lives, and therefore, thinking needs to change. So people need to change their thinking about the reality that people are living longer and can remain productively engaged. Not only can they do that, but they need to do that because we have entitlement programs. If one-third of the people who are, first of all, the reality is that we have 109 million people 50 and older. That's one-third of the total population. If they all reach a certain age, early 60s or middle 60s, and they retire, we simply can't afford to have them all living on entitlement programs instead of remaining productively engaged and continuing to add value.
Well, if you get into that a little bit further, when you talk about the economic aspects of that, for older people to continue to work, and if I'm hearing you right, to continue maybe in some type of paid employment so they don't have to rely on the entitlement programs. But what does that mean for the younger generation coming up who traditionally have needed people to retire at some point, so they're making space in the workforce?
Glad you asked that question. There was a survey done last year, co-sponsored by Merrill Lynch. They surveyed over 7,000 pre-retired workers who were 50 or younger. And 72% of this surveyed population indicated that they expected to work after they retired, and a majority of them not for the money, but for other reasons like continuing to feel that they were being productively engaged, they were adding value, that they were keeping their mental edge sharp, various other reasons, but not financial.
Do you think older people in society, and not even people over 50, but maybe people over 80, because as you said, people are living longer, living healthier, so really our concept of being elderly doesn't start at 50 anymore as it might have done before? I mean, do you think that's accurate?
Well, since I'm over 50, I can certainly say that that doesn't apply to me, but generally people are living longer, and generally they are thinking about what they want to do with the rest of their lives instead of just, as I say, sitting on their assets.
Do you think there's enough opportunity for the elderly people to be involved, seniors, whether it's in a volunteer capacity or mentoring capacity? I mean, are there enough opportunities and enough considerations about the value that seniors can bring to organizations?
That's a great question. And the answer is that we're putting on my firm, ELO 50, is putting on a conference next week on the 16th of September. Mayor Hancock is one of the speakers. And we have speakers talking about talking from the public, private, nonprofit, and academic sectors about how older people can remain productive. I don't use the word elderly. just older people can remain productively engaged. And that could be volunteerism or other ways that they can add value without receiving compensation.
You brought me up on the fact that I mentioned elderly instead of older. Language plays a huge role in how we categorize and describe people. Can you talk a little bit about that, how it pertains to older people?
I no longer use the word elderly. To me, that connotes somebody who's maybe sitting in a rocking chair with a cane nearby, or perhaps a wheelchair, but somebody who is really somewhat incapacitated. And so I talk about, I use two adjectives, one of which is older people. Seniors is okay. I don't like elderly or greedy geezers and other words that are sometimes applied. And so I like to think in terms of neutrality about older people, because you can't put them all in the same category. Some, and a minority, it's not a majority of people 50 and older who are in some respects incapacitated. The majority of people 50 and older are in relatively good health and able to be productive for longer periods of time. So I'm focused on I talk about the D's and the R's. The D's are diseases, debilities, disabilities, and ultimately the big death that we all know. The R's are what I talk about: regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, and remaining productively engaged.